Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Hello, this is Madeline Bass, and I am your host of Empowering Your Mind, and this is So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. I am glad to have you on board. Those of you on the conference call line, I thank you also for joining us. Make sure that you are tagging your friends, sharing it with your friends. We're going to have a short show today simply because of the holiday. I know that a lot of you are enjoying your family time and maybe even resting. You may be working and have to go to work later on this evening. Those of you in the medical field, or maybe you're fire officers, police officers, whatever your position may be that requires you to be a 24/7, because every job isn't closed. I know people at Walmart are at work today, and so we want to make sure that it's a safe holiday, that we are careful and respectful of the purpose of today. The 4th of July is a day we celebrate our independence. It is a day that we celebrate that we're grateful for. And I just want us to make sure that we remember why we celebrate the 4th of July. And the main thing, of course, as believers in business, we want to keep in mind that it is a freedom for those of us in the U.S. to celebrate the fact that we can worship a true God, we can worship Christ our Savior without being sacrificed. I know a lot of people in this world, even in the U.S., that don't believe, but that's fine. But you want to punish individuals for believing differently, and that's a freedom that is there that we should be grateful for. Everything that we are being able to benefit from is because of the fact that we are fighting for those freedoms. Our sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, grandparents, you know, they fought for the freedom of this nation, and we should fight for the right of us as an individual and make sure that those rights stay in place. Because when you start separating and cutting up and dividing the American pie, then it loses its content. It loses its strength. It loses something simply because you're taking away from it consistently until it's gone. And that's what I believe is happening with us fighting over these rights. We want rights to do this, rights to do that. And we're taking away what we as Americans are supposed to stand for. We're fighting each other over the rights that people have sacrificed their lives for, have died for, and we're turning it into such a horrible day. We're turning it into a time where we don't love each other. We don't care for one another, but yet we call ourselves Christians. We say we are believers in Christ, and Christ, shoot, he can talk about being betrayed, but there's a Judas in every group, in every circle, in every family, in every workplace. There is someone that is going to cross you, betray you, double cross you, turn you in, whatever the case may be. There is always a Judas in the bunch. So remember that. As long as we remember that, we'll be able to focus on the true meanings of any day that is set aside to honor. And there's a day set aside to honor Christ. That day, well, actually, there's two. We honor him on Christmas, and we honor him on Easter, the day of his birth and the day of his death. But we should respect him and honor him and give him glory all the days of the year, all day long. We shouldn't get to the place where we forget whose we are. Now, I'm only talking to those who are believers in Christ. I know there are individuals who don't believe the same as I do, but there is a character, I believe, in every belief, in every religion, in every level of Christianity, and that is respect. Respect of another person. Respect of those who are over you, who have authority over you. There's a respect level that should be given. And even in the Word, God says that as slaves, they were to be respectful and they were to be obedient of their masters, as even as slaves. But the masters also had to be respectful of their slaves. But that doesn't always happen. People who are so-called or feel that they are above you, they will demean you. They will mistreat you, mishandle you, and disrespect you because they have placed themselves on a pedestal, and we have placed them on pedestals. Individuals like movie stars and football players, people who have money, you know, and they get to the place where they feel that because you have less than them, that you are less. And we shouldn't treat one another that way. Our founding fathers went through what they went through to celebrate this day in order for us to be reminded of the sacrifices of others, things that have gone through, gone before us, advocates who have gone before, inventors, creators who have created all types of great things for us to have in this world that make life easier, but yet we're constantly complaining about what we do or do not have. So remember why today is here. It is a celebration for us to of us being in a tradition of freedom. It's a celebration, a tradition, just like any of the other holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, you know, whatever it is. It's a tradition of something that you do to acknowledge something that is important to you. And I believe that it's an opportunity and a time for families and friends to come together and not have to be worried about someone coming by hurting them or harming them because they worship or serve or acknowledge that certain day differently. Now, if it's not harming anyone, I do believe we need to respect one another. We don't want anyone coming in invading our territory, our space, so we should respect others when they believe different. We just have to be okay with that because America is, it's a great big melting pot, and there's so many different origins of individuals who are here that have different traditions, they have different beliefs, they have different lifestyles, but it is not our place to be the judge and the jury of those individuals. Our responsibility is to continue to be proud to be an American, to be proud to be a child of God, to be proud that God chose us to be in the place that we're in, to be born in the U.S. of A. So just remember why you are here, okay? I'm going to keep it short today. I don't want to really go over the 15 minutes that I've allotted, but what is freedom to you? And we talked about this a little bit on Saturday simply because it started there because of the weekend. A lot of people were off on Fridays and maybe even off today, so they had a long weekend. And then that weekend, did you really take the time out to acknowledge or to think about why we're free? Or did you just think about beer and whiskey and craziness? You know, is that what you think of when you see the 4th of July? Do you respect the American flag, the flag, whatever your celebration of independence? You're in this U.S. of A because this is where you were chosen to be or this is where you were born. Either way it goes, you're here because this is where you have chosen to be. Someone in your life, someone in your circle found that this was the best place for you to be. So why can't we be respectful of one another in this space? There's enough room, obviously, for everyone. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of space. And I believe there's plenty of opportunity and plenty of income if we choose to be diligent in managing our monies properly. This is Empowering Mind is usually about business, but I want us to understand that you have the freedom to work. You have the freedom to work from home. You have the freedom to work for someone. And all these freedoms are the fact that you will receive a paycheck. You no longer work for free. Even people who are working for change, you know, maybe a begging on panhandlers, you know, these individuals are doing something for something. They're not, you know, there may be some people that are just sitting there, you know, waiting for you to drop something in a bucket, and maybe there's individuals who are begging. But do you not realize it takes a lot? You don't know what that person's story is about. There are some people who are comfortable with begging because that's just what they do. There are people who have a place to live, who have a car, you know, and they're comfortable with begging. They'll ask their family members and friends, say, man, can I get $100? Or, you know, I don't have no money for my food, or I don't have any money for my lights. You know, and they're not working. And you know they're not working, but yet you will continue to try to help that person because that's your friend or family member. There are individuals who are just comfortable with begging, but it is because they know that there are people around them who will give. And that's the same with panhandles. We can't see them as any different. There are individuals who are comfortable with sitting on a corner, holding up a sign or anything, saying, hey, you know, can you donate a dollar? Can you give me a quarter? If 25 people give that person a dollar in one day, then that's 25 bucks they've made in one day, no matter how long they stood out there. There are some people who don't make $50 in a day on a 9-to-5, you know, because the pay is so pitiful. When you get through with taxes and insurance and whatever deductions that may come out of your check, it dwindles down. That $7.25 may come out to be $5 or even $3. You have waitresses and waiters who work strictly off of tips, and their pay is $2 and $3 an hour, sometimes $4, but they've worked 10, 12 hours and don't even get that much, but they're working. But to us, they would rather see somebody busting their butt that way than someone actually standing on the street corner who will probably make more in a day than they do. So it's all about perspective and how are you looking at it. There's so many freedoms and ways for people to make money these days. So people who choose to do network marketing versus an individual who chooses to work. I'm one of those who I didn't mind working. I had 3 jobs before I was paralyzed, and I was doing a lot of great things in my church home, you know, and seeing my family. I finally got my kids up and grown and out of the house and moving into their next. They were in college. One was getting married. You know, now, of course, he's getting ready. He and his wife are getting ready to have their first grandbaby for me and his wife's mother. So we're all excited, and my daughter's in school and college, and she's working. So they've turned out quite well for a single-parent home. You know, a lot of people think that single-parenting is this curse and this bad thing. Not saying go out and get single, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm just saying do not down someone just because they handled it. I got it done. I got it done. I worked, and I took care of my kids, and I had them in an atmosphere where the church was involved in their lives and I was involved in their lives. Their dad was involved in their lives. And granted, there were some seasons where he and my ex-husband and I had some seasons where there was a lot of hate going on in there, but I did my best to make sure that I did not badmouth their dad in front of them. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are some things that we need to start doing as the adults. We're putting too much pressure on our kids, and that is why our children can't focus. We're so concerned about us and what we get and what we're not getting and where we are and what we don't have that we have lost these, and that is the child's future. And if you do not have the internet, if you have a computer in your home and you nor your child knows how to operate it, you know, that's a problem. These kids are born with trinkets, toys. There's a little post that I saw where a little baby was in the mama's womb with his headphones and his iPhone, and he was sitting in there, and he was like, he wasn't coming out. He was good. And good was G-U-D. So we need to, our children, texting is dumbing our kids down. You know, sit down with your kids and make them read a book. That's why it's important for them to read, because they need to see the words spelled correctly. They need to know it when they see it. They need to be able to sound it out. They need to teach them their vowels. These computers are making our children so dumb, but yet there are certain traditions of individuals and nationalities who are taking advantage of it. So we need to realize what's important to our kids. And if our children are going to be living in the land of technology where holograms and cars driving themselves and, you know, the floating skateboards and things like this that we may not be able to understand, but we know that that's what our children are going to be raised in, why are you not prepping your child for the future? Why are you not prepping your child for the work industry? Yes, there will always be individuals who need to do manual labor. Yes, there are always individuals who need to wait on the table. But there are doctors, lawyers that need to be gotten. There are nurses. There are physical therapists. There are radiologists. There's so many levels of education that these kids need to know. They need to know. But in all of the careers that they're doing, even if they sell in clothing, that nowadays McDonald's has a little ATM machine because kids can't count change. Grown folks can't count change because we've gotten so dependent on trinkets and toys to do everything for us. What happens when all of this electronics is taken away from you? Will your child be able to stand on its own? Will your child be able to work at a cash register and count out change to an individual? What are you doing for your child's future? What are you doing to help them be greater than right now? Don't you want your children to be an inventor of something later? With calling them geeks and nerds and white boys and, you know, we don't want them to do this and we don't want them to do that. But sports is fine, football, all that, yeah, it's wonderful. But every child in America can't play basketball and every child in America can't play football, golf, whatever the case may be. It's fine if they're good at it, that's one thing. But we need them to be great at something that they can continue to strive to excel in, and if something happens to them, what will they do? We need to teach our children backup. Have a plan B, C, D, E, F, G, because life happens. Life happens. Life happens. You know, we're celebrating the 4th of July. There were individuals who came back from wars and with missing limbs and missing eyes, vision, hearing, mental state. Their minds were gone because of what they've experienced over there. And the family member did not get the person that went over there back. They have to make an adjustment. So this is what the 4th of July is about. Those individuals who sacrificed their life to fight for freedoms that we take so lightly. We take them for granted. And we need to stop doing that. What does freedom mean to you? We walk around here mad at this race, that race, but you have just as many freedoms as the next person. There's no cap on you except the one that we put on ourselves and our families, even our friend circles. Some of our friends don't want us to excel because they don't want us to get left behind. Some of our friends don't want us to be happy because they don't want to be happy. You've got to get to the place where you're willing to move forward. Independence Day. Today is about you grabbing a hold of what your purpose is in life and moving forward in that. Moving forward, you're independent. You can depend on yourself. You don't have to depend on other people. We need each other as a whole. But it is great when we have all of this greatness of different areas and aspects going on in our lives. You have all these fans of doctors. You have oncology. You have doctors for your eyes, your teeth, your fingers, you know, your arms, your legs, your physical therapists, your spine and neck injuries, which are the chiropractors, and, you know, and all these other doctors are saying that this practice is not important, that practice is not important. But yet it all ties in together as a whole for your body. For your body, God created our bodies to be able to heal itself to a degree. But that's because we need to have the great mindset of our own to take care of ourselves. Things that we should be doing already, immunizations, eating right, you know, teaching our kids to grow our own food. We got places stuffing our meat with stuff and, you know, steroids, and we're puffing them up, making them look like they're bigger than they really are. And we're going out and we're eating out, and all of this is so that they can feed these masses of people over here who waste so much. Waste not, want not. And that's anything. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. Therefore, you will not have to want or need money, and you will not have to be wishing and wanting more time because you are wise in the things that God has blessed you with, no matter what it is. No matter what it is, we talk about, you know, I don't want to tithe, I don't want to give. Find some place to make a donation. If you don't want to give to your church, then you find somewhere that you can give 10% of your monthly income and make a donation on a monthly basis. If you can't feel it, you can feel like I can't give $100 at one time, then okay, every week you give a percentage of that $100. Give $25 a week to your church. There's ministries that need to give it to the children's ministry or donate it to the bus and van ministry. If you ride in the bus every week and you can't get to the church because you don't have a car, then you need to be giving that church $100 because they got to have maintenance on that vehicle. They got to be able to keep it up and running to come pick you up. Maybe they go pick up your kids from school and take them to the after-school program that they have at their church or to a daycare. You know, you are to be contributing to places that benefit you. Taxes, government going to get theirs because the government is going to take care of some people out there. That's their job. They're going to take care of them, but they're going to take it from the working class first. So once you get that in your mind and you stop being mad about that, then you can start controlling what you have left. You're giving 10% away to donate or whatever the cause is, but 90% 10% of what you have left, what are you doing with it? If you're wasting it, if you're spending it and blowing it on whatever, then that's your fault why you don't have any money. That's your fault why you don't have a savings. Have a life insurance policy, people. Get a life insurance policy so that your family is not left. You know, a lot of people, I don't care, I'll be dead, it won't matter. Do not leave your family in the situation where they have got to fight and beg and borrow to have you buried, okay? Yes, your troubles will be over, but it is not, I repeat, it is not good to not be concerned with your family even after you are gone, because God says that you are to leave an inheritance for your children's children. And that is to be able to leave your children the knowledge to be able to manage whatever you've left behind. The money, the property, the businesses, it doesn't matter. Sam Walton was on it. Steve Jobs, you know, was on it. Bill Gates got his ducks in a row. I'm more than positive, sure. You know, even people who don't have children, they have individuals that they're going to donate to causes, I'm sure. You know, but a lot of people are leaving their money to pets. Because there's no responsible adult. They don't want an adult having it. They don't want the city, the state to get whatever it is. They don't want the state to take anything because there are people in this world who feel they don't have anyone. Maybe they've alienated their families. They don't know where their children are. The kids abandoned, they left them because. But there's all this money to be inherited, and I promise you they will be coming trying to claim it after the person is gone. But how are you treating and respecting individuals around you? Independence Day gives you the right and the freedom to be able to stay in touch with people, talk to people, encourage people, to love people, but most importantly, to worship a God that is forgiving and can help you heal and be able to move to your next. You have the right to pick anything, to your religion, to love, who to love, where to work. And just that's just a few things that you can do. Just remember that this day has sacrifice written over it. It's written all over it. And just like anything worth having, you have to work hard to keep it. You don't work that hard sometimes to get into a relationship or whatever. You don't really do a whole lot. Sometimes you can get in a relationship because of your looks or because you have money or because you're gifted and talented or you can sing or you can play ball, whatever the case may be. You may get into a relationship that way, and that's not a lot of work for you because you're just gorgeous somebody. You're this beautiful person. And then there are those who are not as attractive as the world may see them to be. That person has to work hard, so therefore they love hard, and they will work and do whatever to keep you. So respect that. Respect the love and the care that someone has in them. They have the right to choose to love you, and that is something that we take so lightly nowadays. People don't take, they don't embrace marriage. They don't love one another. They don't support family like they should. They're so worried about things, and you can lose things. I promise you, you can lose any. You got identity theft. You got people hacking your Facebook, and you about to lose your mind. What happens if someone steals your identity, period? What are you going to do? These are things that we need to be mindful of, and because of the freedoms that we have, you're an open book. And if you don't know how to block and protect your things, then guess what? Someone can come and just swipe it. They will violate your privacy. They will violate who you are, and they will step in and just take you for whatever it is you're worth. And then what? Then you're ready to take yourself out. You know, you're ready to go hurt somebody else because you were irresponsible. Do what you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, to protect you. Get identity theft insurance. Get rental insurance. Get life insurance, health insurance. Make sure, get whole life insurance, especially when these kids are just coming into the world. Term is one thing, but life is another. Whole life is a whole other animal. And I'm telling you, there is a great difference. Learn what it is. Read a book. Go to Google. You want to be on the computer all the time? Read something that matters. You want to be on Facebook? Find somebody that offers whatever it is you need. Support that person. We talked about these door-to-door salesmen for insurance back in the day. But at least they were working, they were making a dollar. Might not have been much. Got people who used to sell vacuum cleaners. Now they got them in the stores. You know, there's so many things that we used to do that now we're frowning on. But that's how this world, this nation was created, on the sweat and tears of farmers. We don't even respect the farmer anymore to respect their land. We're so busy trying to turn it into a park, a parking lot. You know, we're trying to make things super easy, but you're killing the world. You're creating craters in the ground because you're digging and looking for crude oil. We have lost sight. We have lost sight of why we are here, fighting for the freedoms, because you have the right or you have the money to do whatever you choose to do, that you evade and you step over and crush other people's dreams. You don't support anything that they're doing because you've gotten what you've wanted. Come on, people. Independence Day teaches us you have the right to walk in the purpose God has for you, because he will equip you, he will put the people around you, he will fund it, whatever it is that he places before you, have faith in him enough to walk through it. Be independent. Be separate from the people who choose to live in the ways of the world. That's what we're supposed to do. I'm Madeline Bass, and of course I went over. I didn't expect to go this long, but I'm praying that you have a wonderful evening celebrating your time. Be safe, be careful, be respectful, and remember, stay free. I'm Madeline Bass. This has been Empowering Your Mind, and God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad.